Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch, where if you touch my life, you will get a fresh touch. I am your host and author, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. And I enjoy that because that's the name that the Lord gave me to keep me encouraged. And I thank him for that. I live my life the way that, the directions that he gives me, because I am enjoying my journey as I live my life of purpose. Are you living a life of purpose, doing those things that God has given you to do? Are you getting those things done? Well, that's what I am striving to do. Every day, a new challenge, a new journey. But we have him in our lives. We have God in our lives to direct us. So today, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And I hope you will be encouraged as we go through here and talk about the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The 23rd Psalm, a very familiar psalm, very familiar. But have you forgotten that God is your shepherd? As he is mine. Have we forgotten that we are not to want, but we are to tell God about it, and he'll take care of whatever that need, whatever the situation is. The Lord, he is, he wants to be, and he enjoys being our shepherd. But we have to let him be. Let him be your shepherd. I'm letting him be mine, my shepherd. I am a practicing believer who practice living the word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. And I thank God because one day he told me who I am, that customer service agent for him. And what I do is service the souls. And he kind of gave it to me in a commercial type view. You know that commercial where the Maytag man, and he has nothing to do because they have, you know, fixed the appliances so good that he don't have anything to do. Well, the Lord let me know that I have plenty to do. Plenty encouragement to do, to give to others. And so I have plenty to do. There is no lack of work, no lack of encouragement. So whatever God has given us to do, it's time for us to get about the Lord's business and get that done. Do you want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant? Do you want to hear that? That's what I'm working for. because I want to hear the Lord say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in. Come on in. Sit down. Take your seat. You've done a good job. That's what I want to hear the Lord say. And so that's why I'm about the Lord's business. I thank God for the broadcast. I thank him for you on this afternoon, for listening in. I thank God for this to do, to encourage others, because this is what I love doing. I have a passion for encouraging others. Praise God. What is your passion with the Lord? What is he giving you to do? And you're yet not doing it. Well, all right then. I just wanted to say those things in your presence. What are you doing that God has given you to do and you're yet not doing? What's the problem? Are you afraid? Has the enemy backed you into a corner? Are you, is it somebody, you know? But whatever it is, whatever God has given you to do, if you will ask him to help you, he will, because he is our shepherd. All right, then. I want to have a word of prayer before we go into our subject on today. And I want you to come and go with me. Whatever that need is, whatever that desire is, whatever that situation is in your life that you have tried and tried and tried to work it out, but you just can't do it, can't get it done. But I want to let you know that Jesus can help you get it done. I think about the lady who had the issue of blood and how that she spent every penny that she had trying to get well. And after she had spent all that she had, finally, she said, I think I'll give him a try. I've heard about it. I think I'll give him a try. But then she tried Jesus. And just think, because she was healed, but just think if she had tried him first, she'd have saved herself some money and saved herself some worry, saved herself some time. So I want you to try Jesus. If you haven't tried him, I want you to try him now. So come go with me in prayer, and let's tell the Lord about it. Most gracious God, on this afternoon, we sure do thank you, Lord. And Father, we magnify you for who you are, God. You are great, and you're worthy, Lord, of every one of our praises. And Father, we give them to you. Thank you, Lord, right now. Thank you, right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for your great God. And you're worthy of every one of our praises on today. And we give this, the praise to you, Lord. We thank you, God, how that you watch over us, God. How that you take care of us, Lord, from day to day. You truly are, God, our shepherd. And we thank you for that, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come today before you, God. I come with my sisters and my brothers, God. And we come before you, God, touching and agreeing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the answer, Lord, that's only in you, God. You have the answer, Lord, for whatever the situation is in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, you said if we would acknowledge you in every one of our ways and our doings in these situations, God, that you would direct us, that you would give us what to do, Lord, when to do, how to do, God. And we come before you today, God, asking you, Lord. You said we have not because we ask not. And, Lord, we ask today, God, for your guidance, for your wisdom, for your knowledge, for your understanding, God, in the name of Jesus. And we magnify you for it right now, God. We thank you for your favor, Lord, for open doors. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, your favor that open doors, oh God. We thank you for it right now. Now I touch and I agree with my sister, with my brother, for whatever that situation is, God, that they need you to work. In the name of Jesus, I agree with them, Lord. I touch and I agree with them, God, that it be done in your name, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I believe it right now. Stand on your word, God, and your word has gone out, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and it will not return void, but it will accomplish everything, God, that you said that it would, Lord, because you said we could stand on your word. And we thank you for your word right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And you are a man that cannot lie. And we thank you for it, God. Thank you that we can trust you, that we can believe in you, God. Then we can wait on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for you will bring it to pass. And we thank you for it now. Now, Father, we ask that you would go into the hospitals. Go into the nursing homes, God. Go into the homes of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal bodies. Heal minds. Heal spirits, God. Restore to whole, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever that situation is, restore, God. Encourage hearts on today, God. Lift them up, God. Lift up the minds of your people everywhere, God. And let them know, God, that you are. That you are, God, their shepherd, Lord. They have no reason to walk, God, because you're there. All they have to do is pick up the phone, oh God. Pick up prayer. Get in prayer. And call you up and watch. You answer. Get on the bus and just ride because you're driving, God. You're in charge, Lord. And we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We magnify you for who you are, God. And we thank you today for this prayer, God. Look on our children, God, everywhere, God. You see the need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to go back to praying, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They may have taken it out of the schools, God, but they can't take it out of our homes. God, help us, Lord. Have mercy, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would look on our pastors, our elders, our bishops, our mothers, our missionaries, in the name of Jesus, God, in your name today. For we need your help, God, and we can't do it without you. But with your super on our natural, God, we'll be able, God, to do it, Lord, only with your help, God. And we thank you now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you. And you said that we would, and we did, God, acknowledge you in our prayer on today, God. We want to thank you for your anointing right now in the name of Jesus as we encourage your people on today, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. And amen. We thank God for prayer on today. But prayer is always in order. Scripture says that man ought to always pray, never faint. So it's not fainting time, but it's praying time. So if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray for you or pray with you, you can go to my website and under the contact information, you can leave your information there at fabulousfreshtouch.com. Now, if you would like to be a guest on my show, or if you would like for me to come and encourage at your event, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And if you have a testimony that you would like to share, you can call me at 347-850-8928. And you can share that testimony right here on Blog Talk Radio, for I am live and in living color for the next 13 minutes. All right, then. All right. And don't forget to check out my website, check out my books, and you can go right there to Amazon.com, and you can check out my books. And keep me in prayer. I'm working on another book, and the title is Dressing in God's Designer Word. Dressing in the Word of God. Can't you just see that? Dressed in the Word. Oh, my God. Dressed in the Word. I mean His Designer Word, because God designed His Word just for the believer, just for us. He designed His Word for us to wear it. So, oh my God, dressing in God's Designer Word. I love it. I love it. So today we are talking from the 23rd Psalm. And it, like I said, it's a very familiar psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. What about yours? Is He your shepherd? A shepherd, you know, he watches over the sheep. David was a shepherd. And so the Lord is all of our shepherd. And we shall not want, but we've got to trust Him. And then do the things that He give us to do. And then we won't. Now, I like the Message version of the Bible, and so this is where this is coming from today, the Message Bible. But the Lord is my shepherd, and I love that. I love it. It's just like I see Him as my daddy. God is my daddy. He's my shepherd. He takes care of me. I don't have a reason to want, because He is my shepherd. God, my shepherd. I don't need a thing. We talk about that, need and want. Need. God takes care of our needs. What did He say He would do? He said that He would supply our every need. He didn't say some of them now. He said our every need He would supply. So I don't need a thing, because I'm trusting in Daddy, my shepherd, who said that I shall not want. So I don't need a thing. You have bedded me. This is what the Lord has done. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. See, this is why I like the Message Bible. Look how it says it. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. Oh my goodness. Just think about that. How the Lord keep us in peace. Keep us in joy. Nobody but God. He bed me down in lush meadows. Quiet, peaceful meadows. The Lord do that. And then I find you to be true to your word. You do just what you say. Have you ever met anybody or had a friend and their word wasn't worth a nothing? Or met anybody that their word wasn't worth anything? But God is true to His word. If He said it, If he promised it, he'll bring it to pass. That's just like God. He's true to his word. You can count on it. You can stand on it. You can stand on the word of God. He will do just what he said he would do. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. What are you worried about? I can see you worried if you haven't made God your shepherd. If you haven't made the Lord your shepherd, then I can see you worried. You should be, because where are you going to spend eternity if you don't get to know the Lord? Where are you going to spend it? But now, if you are a believer and you still walking around worried, well, then I think you have some work to do, because the Lord is our shepherd. And look at the things that he do for us. He's true to his word. So if you've made him your shepherd, but you've not trusted him, then you got work to do, because he's true to his word. You let me catch my breath. Oh, I just love that. God let us catch our breath. We're either going into something or we're coming out of something. But in between, God let us catch our breath. Sometimes things are back to back. But with God in our lives, it's like the footprints in the sand. Most of the time, he's carrying us. He knows all about us. He knows what we can handle and what we can't. He knows. He's already counted the hairs on our head. He knows how many strands we have. So he knows. He lets us catch our breath and send me in the right direction. He sends us in the right direction. That's why he said if we would just acknowledge him in all of our ways, not some of them, but in all, have a conversation with God. Said, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. Tell Jesus. Tell him what you want to do. Tell him what you got in mind to do. And watch God send us in the right direction. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, it does not matter. He'll still send us in the right direction. Have you ever been in something and you been on vacation or wherever, and situations happen, things happen? You went through this, death passed you by, but you still went in the right direction. I remember a few times that I remember one time we were headed out of town, and we were on our side of the highway, the divided highway, and we were wondering why were these lights coming from the other direction on our side of the highway. But it was a driver that was coming toward us in the wrong direction. But because we had made God our shepherd, that before the car got to us, we he gave us to get off the road. We had to get off, and we got off just in time. I remember another time we were headed to Louisiana, and the car was had came out, and we were going a little bit too fast just to stop. But the car just came out and just stopped, and we had to veer off the road and into the side. But the Lord, he kept us, and there was one of those big old signs right there in front of us. But because the Lord is our shepherd, he directed us just how to go. And we thank God for that. And so we don't have a reason to be afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. We don't have to be afraid with God walking at our side. That's what the enemy would love for us to do. He would love for us to be afraid, to stay afraid. But when we have Jesus in our lives as our shepherd, we don't have to be afraid in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for that. Your trusted shepherd, Crooks, makes me feel secure. So, God, he makes us feel secure. Don't you feel secure with the Lord on your side, with him being there as your help? Whatever you need, whatever you're going through, when you're not even feeling at your best, but just knowing that God got you. He got us. He got us. He got us. So we don't have to be afraid of the tricks or whatever the enemy brings to us. We can feel secure in the Lord. You serve me a 6-course dinner. Look at that. Not a 3-course, a 6-course dinner. God serves us because he takes real good care of us. He takes real good care of us when we trust him and depend on him. He do that right in front of my enemies, your enemies. God do that. You receive my droppings. You revive my drooping head. So we don't have to walk around with our head hung down. God got us. God got us. Let him have it. My cup brims with blessings. See that? My cup brims with blessings. So lift up your head. Don't be walking around with a hung down head when Daddy is our shepherd. And we don't have no reason to want, because he supplies every one of our needs. And not only that, but he said he would give us our heart's desire. So we have no reason. My cup brims with blessings. Your beauty and love chase after me. God's beauty, God's love, it chases after me every day of my life and every day of your life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. I'm back home. So in this house, he's housed in us. He lives within us because he is our shepherd, and we have no reason to want. Look what he does for us. He's our God, our Father, and we shall not want. I don't need a thing because God takes care of my needs. Now, if you are walking around with your needs in your hands, it's because you haven't given them to him. You ever thought about that? Have you given it to him? Because he said he would supply every need. So you need to be finding out why. Why your need has not been supplied as of yet. So we thank God. And until the next time, bye-bye.